During the times between measurements, the values of the wave function evolve in a perfectly continuous and deterministic way, dictated by some generalized version of the Schrödinger equation. While this is going on, the system cannot be said to be in any definite configuration. If we measure the configuration of the system, e.g. by measuring all the particles' positions or all their momenta, but not both, the system jumps into a state that is definitely in one configuration or another, with probabilities given by the squares of the values of the wave function for these configurations just before the measurement. Describing quantum mechanics in words alone inevitably gives only a vague impression of what it is about. Quantum mechanics itself is not vague. Although it seems weird at first, it provides a precise framework for calculating energies and transition rates and probabilities. I want to try to take the reader a little further into quantum mechanics, and for this purpose I shall consider here the simplest possible sort of system, one that has just two possible configurations. We can think of this system as a mythical particle with only two instead of an infinite number of possible positions, say here and there. The state of the system at any moment is then described by two numbers, the here and there values of the wave function. In classical physics, the description of our mythical particle is very simple. It is definitely either here or there, though it may jump from here to there or vice versa in a manner dictated by some dynamical law. Matters are more complicated in quantum mechanics. When we are not observing the particle, the state of the system could be pure here, in which case the there value of the wave function would vanish, or pure there, in which case the here value of the wave function would vanish. But it is also possible, and more usual, that neither value vanishes, and that the particle is neither definitely here nor definitely there. If we do look to see whether the particle is here or there, we of course find that it is at one or the other position. The probability that it will turn out to be here is given by the square of the here value just before the measurement, and the probability that it is there is given by the square of the there value. According to the Copenhagen interpretation, when we measure whether the particle is in the here or there configuration, the values of the wave function jump to new values. Either the here value becomes equal to 1 and the there value becomes equal to 0, or vice versa. But knowing the wave function, we cannot predict which will happen, only their probabilities. This system with only two configurations is so simple that its Schrödinger equation can be described without symbols. In between measurements, the rate of change of the here value of the wave function is a certain constant number times the here value